Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. The Reverend Dan Galschut is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Old Testament reading for the Festival of St. Mark is from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. These people are helpless. These people, the people of Israel, they're totally powerless. They're kind of pathetic. Consider how God's word describes them, how the word of the Lord speaks to them in Isaiah 51, verse 23. You have made your backs like the ground and like the street for your tormentors to pass over. That's pretty pathetic, right? Making your back like the ground so that people can walk all over you. And we say, don't let people walk all over you, because if you do that, well, that's incredibly negative, right? It's got negative connotations. You're just a doormat for someone else. And this is how the Lord describes his people in Isaiah 51. Powerless, helpless, a doormat. People who make their backs like the ground for somebody to walk all over them. Yet, what could they do with enemies like the Assyrians or the Egyptians before them? What means did they have of stopping them from taking them over or ruling over them? Left to themselves, they can't stop the torment. When they're told to make bricks, they make bricks. When they're commanded to make bricks without straw, they make bricks without straw. These people are utterly, totally helpless. What about you and me? Oh, we like to tell ourselves it's different, right? We're not as bad as the people of Israel before us. We aren't a doormat. We know better as Christians and as Lutherans living in 2024. I mean, we might not be physically stronger than the people of Israel. Who knows? But consider all that we have. Consider all that we know. Consider our technology. The people of Israel didn't know things about the world that we know today in fields like physics or health. What hubris we have, and how different than the humble attitude of Jacob that we hear in Genesis 47, verse 9. There Jacob says to Pharaoh this, "The days of the years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life. They have not attained to the days of the years of my father's life in the days of their sojourning." Consider this reverence that Jacob had for the generations that lived before him. But not us. We like to think of ourselves as better in a lot of ways, right? More knowledgeable, as advancing. Perhaps our smartphones have fooled us into thinking that we're smart. You and me, we're not really different than the people of Israel. We're no better off. Left on our own, left to our own devices. We're just like the people that God describes in Isaiah 51. Helpless, tormented, and enslaved. The thing is, though, our enemy isn't another nation. Your enemy, your true enemy, the one that torments you on a daily basis, is you. And it's important that you and I understand this, so that we understand just how much we are like the people of Israel, how powerless we are. You and me, we're powerless because we are the problem. The problems aren't all out there in the world. The enemy is within. This is what Paul teaches us in Romans chapter 7, right? The good that I want to do, I don't do, yet the very thing I hate, that's the thing I end up doing. You and I, left to ourselves, are truly powerless. But hear the good news. The Lord has bared his holy arm. This is blessed news for powerless people. The Lord has bared his holy arm. The Lord has not left you to yourself. He has come to you. And he has come to save and deliver you. You know this phrase of the Lord bearing his holy arm? Maybe it makes you think of images you've seen of the hero reaching down to rescue the person who's falling. You've seen this in the movies, right? The hero grabs the person in just the right time. They hold on for all that they've got. Their muscles are bulging. Every vein is popping out. Or consider the image of the gallant warrior leading his army into battle, who raises his right arm, sword in hand, as the battle begins. You see, these images of a powerful right arm, they're meant to strengthen and encourage us. And that's why it's such good news that the Lord has bared his holy arm. But the thing is, when it comes to our Lord bearing his arm, he does it in much better ways than what we see in the movies. You see, his power to save is displayed in far, far greater ways. The Lord flexes the power of his arm for the people of Israel as he parts the sea and makes the depth a way for his people to pass over. And then as he drowns the enemy. When it comes to our Lord's arm, it's even better than what we see in the movies. It can be seen as the Lord defeats 185,000 soldiers with just one angel, or as he causes the walls of Jericho to come crumbling down, or as he commands his creation to do his will, as he does in the book of Jonah, showing his power to save. But there's still more. Because you see, our Lord's power is made perfect in weakness. So the Lord took on an actual arm when Jesus came to this world to take on our flesh and be born of Mary. And the weakness of the baby's arm is just the beginning of how the Lord would show his perfect power. Because years later, though he was powerful enough to prevent it, Jesus let his arms be bound as he was brought to trial and as he was nailed to the cross. There, the Lord bared his holy arm, his power, for all the world to see. The perfect power of God. And Jesus shows more as he appears to his disciples on the third day and again over the next 40 days until he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father that he might exercise that power for you as he comes to you today through his word and sacraments to save you and to forgive your sins. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord has bared his holy arm to you. Take heart, awake, shake yourself from the dust, and arise. You are no longer helpless. The Lord has helped you. He has saved you. He has claimed you as his own in your baptism, and he's given you new life by the power of his Holy Spirit. By the power of that Spirit, you walk in his ways. And in your life, the fruits of faith are produced. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are no longer helpless. And You can be like Saint Mark. You can be the one who has beautiful feet, because you can be the bearer of good news. You can proclaim that the Lord is powerful to save, for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Now the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.